The Burmese translation also, I don't know. It is called Anyuk in Burmese, but I don't know what that is. So this is two pieces of flesh with a single ligature. As to color, it is dull red, the color of barley buttercup seed. As to shape, it is the shape of a pair of child's play balls, or it is the shape of a pair of mango fruits attached to a single stalk. So they look like kidneys, right? Description of kidneys. As to direction, now, it lies in the upper direction. That is what's bothering me. Upper direction means above navel. Where are they located?
Yes.
Above navel?
Yeah. Yes.
I think they are... Can you see upper?
They're right after navel, actually. Yeah. They're sort of right up there.
But please go on.
It is above the navel.
Now, please go on. Or it is the shape of a pair of mango fruits attached to a single stalk. As to direction, it lies in the upper direction. As to location, it is to be found on either side of the heart flesh. But heart is here, and kidneys are down there, right?
Yes, but when you do an echogram or when you do a CAT scan, you can see it. Real location, because of the nature of the diaphragm being raised at the back. The diaphragm is not flat.
Oh.
And diaphragm is in carb nature because of the liver and because of the kidney, because of the extension and expansion
extension.
Nature of the abdomen. The diaphragm is in such a nature that when you take the echogram or CAT scan or X-ray, special technique X-rays, the kidneys are on the sides of the heart.
Oh. So it is to be found on either side of the heart, being fastened by a stout sinew that starts out with one root from the base of the neck and divides into two after going a short way. So, the translation kidneys is acceptable, right? Yeah.
I think it's acceptable. The heart is also not stationary position. You know, the heart is pumping. When it is contracted, it shortens, and it is above the level of the kidney. When it is expanded, receiving the blood inflow, then the heart is enlarged and pushed downwards. At that time, the kidneys are on the sides of the heart.
Oh.
So it is dynamic.
I see. Then this description is very scientific.
I think.
Yeah? I wonder how they knew this. You know, if you cut a dead body, you don't see this.
No, if you when you cut the dead body.
You cannot see.
You cannot see direct like this.
That's right.
Only in the living nature, this can be.
Maybe they knew with the help of super knowledge.
With the being.
Then the next one is heart. In Buddhist Abhidhamma, the heart is said to be the seat of many types of consciousness. And so about the middle of the paragraph, there is a... inside it, there is a hollow the size of a Ponaga seed bed, where half a pasada, pasada means handful, so half a handful of blood, half a pasada measure of blood is kept, with which, as their support, the mind element and mind consciousness element occur. That means there are 89 types of consciousness. And out of 89, 10 have their own location or their own base for arising. Like two types of seeing consciousness have the eyes as their base, and then two types of hearing consciousness has the ear as their base, and so on with five senses. So the other types are the other types of consciousness, all of them almost all of them depend on the heart. So here mind element and mind consciousness element means types of consciousness other than the ten, seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting and touching, to each of seeing and so on. So the heart, or actually the blood in the heart, is the seat of consciousness according to Abhidhamma. That in one of greedy temperament, the blood is red. That in one of hating temperament is black. That in one of deluded temperament is like water that meat has been washed in. That in one of speculative temperament is like lentil soup in color. That in one of faithful temperament is the color of yellow, kanikara flower. That in one of understanding temperament, or a wise man, is limpid, clear, unturbid, bright, pure, like a washed gem of pure water, and it seems to shine. So this is the heart. Now the next one is liver. And about four lines, in sluggish people, it is single and large. Sluggish, or what is sluggish?
Lazy
people?
Lazy, clumsy,
torpid.
Slow in what? Slow in understanding or slow in physical movement?
Both.
If it means slow in understanding, it is correct. Here it is mentioned in contrast to those possessed of understanding. That means who are not so intelligent and who are intelligent. So yeah, sluggish means who are not intelligent, who are maybe dull-witted or something. So that is liver. And then the next one, also we have difficulty, midriff. What is midriff? I looked them up in the dictionary. So midriff is defined as a part of the body, the diaphragm. I think that will do. The other meaning is the middle outer portion of the front of the human body, extending roughly from just below the breast to the waistline, that is just outer. So in Burmese it is translated as just a membrane, Agni in Burmese. And this is the covering of the flesh, which is of two kinds, namely the concealed and the unconcealed. As to color, both kinds of white, the color of dukula rags. As to shape, it is the shape of its location. As to direction, the concealed midriff lies in the upper direction, the other in both directions. As to location, the concealed midriff is to be found concealing the heart and kidney. So it looks like diaphragm, right?
Yeah.
And the unconcealed is to be found covering the flesh under the inner skin throughout the whole body. So between the flesh and the skin, this thing is located.
And every unconcealed is to be found covering the flesh under the inner skin throughout the whole body. Then it's not diaphragm.
And in this case, it is not diaphragm. So,
Ame in Burmese is better.
So, some membrane
underneath the skin.
Yeah, and in Nyanaponika translates this as plura, P-L-E-U-R-A.
Plura is the covering of the lungs.
Yeah, either of two membranous sacs, each of which lines one side of the thoracic cavity and envelops the contiguous lung, reducing the friction of respiratory movements to a minimum. So it means also the in the upper part of the body. So by location, the concealed midriff could be diaphragm.
Yes.
The unconcealed must have another name. And then the next one, spleen. This is the flesh of the belly's tongue. As to color, it is blue, the color of nigoti flowers, and so on. And then next one, lights. Lights.
I love
that. Yeah? Now, lights is defined as the lungs, especially of an animal used for food. So I think it's better to translate it as lungs rather than lights. It's an obscure word, lights. I don't know. It means lungs. Oh, I didn't know. The flesh of the light is divided up into two or three pieces of flesh. As to color, it is red and so on. And then the next one, bowel. This is the bowel tube. It is looped in 21 places, and in a man it is 32 hands long, and in a woman 28 hands. How long is the intestine?
Somewhat. In feet, it is 32 feet.
32 feet? Oh.
Yeah, but there's two hands.
32 down. Hands mean, down. Yeah, 32, longer than 32 feet. But it may mean feet, I don't know. And is there a difference between a man's intestine and a woman's intestine? Difference in length?
We better buy a cough and
see. You know, there is a saying in Burmese, so please excuse me, ladies. Since women's intestines are shorter, women are more more jealous or something like that. It may not be true, but it is a saying. So women, according to this, women have shorter intestines than men. It may not be so.
I will see.
But the next one, entrail or mesentery. Well, let us read first. This is the fastening in the places where the bowels coil. As to color, it is white, the color of the kasi, the liga, white edible water lily roots. As to shape, it is the shape of those roots too. And as to direction, it lies in the two directions. As to location, it is to be found inside the 21 coils of the ball, like the strings to be found inside rope rings for wiping the feet on, sewing them together. And it fastens the bowels coils together so that they do not slip down in those working with hose exits, etc., as the marionette strings to the marionette's wooden limbs at the time of the marionette's being pulled along. So, bowel means both large and small intestines, right?
Yes.
Yeah. But this one, entrail or mesentery, which is better?
Mesentery is better.
Right. I'll read the description of entrails. Entrails, the internal organs, especially the intestines. But mesentery is defined as any of several peritoneal folds that connect the intestines to the dorsal abdominal wall. So that looks like mesentery.
Mesentery.
Yeah, mesentery is better. And then gorge, that is food eaten in the stomach. So that is what has been eaten, drunk, chewed, and tasted, and is present in the stomach. And then there's a description of stomach. What is called the stomach is a part of the bowel membrane, which is like the swelling of air produced in the middle of the length of wet cloth when it is being twisted and wrung out from the two ends. It is smooth outside. Inside it is like a balloon of cloth, swelled by wrapping up meat refuse. Now, here, in Burmese, it is translated as not like a balloon of a cloth, but like a tassel of the cloth. I asked you last night, Ms. Sarah. So not a, you know, the inside of the stomach is something like a towel. The surface of the towel, it is a little rough. Mm-hmm. And then something hanging down. So it is like a tassel in the inside of the stomach. So not balloon of cloth. The Nyanamoli took that to mean balloon. The Pali word pupaka. Pupaka really means something that resembles a flower. So towels have those things, and I didn't know, I don't know the name of these things. So I asked Sarah last night, and she said it could be called tassel. So I looked it up in the dictionary, and I think that is correct. You know, in Burmese, or in our countries, people eat meat, and the stomach is also eaten. And stomach is called in Burma, when it is cooked or when it is prepared for food, is called rough cloth. In Burmese, it is called pasojan, rough cloth. So it is rough inside. And if you have seen some of these things, you know that. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, this is scotch. And then the next one is dung. So it is excrement. And they are also called the parts of the body. Actually, they are not part of the body, right? They are refuse of the body. And the next one is brain. Since brain is not supposed to be the seat of consciousness, the description of brain is very, very short here. So it like four lumps of dough put together to correspond with the skulls, four suture sections. Oh, yes, they are sewed together like. And then bile. There are two kinds of bile, local bile or stationary bile and free bile, that is moving bile. Here in Estugala, the local bile is the color of thick Maduga oil. The free bile is the color of faded coolie flowers and so on. So when there are two kinds of bile, and when one is disturbed, I mean, the as to location, the free bile spreads like a drop of oil on water all over the body, except for the fleshless parts of the head hairs, body hairs, teeth, nails, and the hard, dry skin. When it is disturbed, the eyes become yellow and twitch, and there is shivering and itching of the body. That is when the free bile is disturbed. When the free bile is not in good order. The local bile is situated near the flesh of the liver, that is real bile, liver between the heart and the lights. It is to be found in the bile container, gallbladder, which is like a large corsatiki, lufa, crown pit. When it is disturbed, beings go crazy and demented. The throw of consciousness, conscience and shame, and do the undoable, speak the unspeakable, and think the unthinkable. So when people go mad, we say, oh, his bile is disturbed or something like that. And the next one, flame. And it is described as located in the stomach over the what we have eaten. And then pus. Pus is produced by decaying blood. That is not difficult to understand. The next one is blood. So there are two kinds of blood mentioned here, stored blood and mobile blood. Here as to color, stored blood is the color of cooked and thickened lac solution. Mobile blood is the color of clear lac solution. And then, put some lines down. The mobile blood permeates the whole of the clan to chemically acquired body. It is a direct translation of the Pali word, upadenyaka. That simply means the living body. The krantu, chemically acquired body, simply means living body.
Krantu because the last to the body?
Krantu really means the result of karma. You know, the word, Pali word ubadena, the literal meaning of the word ubadena is krantu. It is krantu by karma. That means the result of karma. You know, there are four kinds of material properties. Those caused by karma, those caused by consciousness, those caused by food, and those caused by temperature or climate. So it simply means here the living body, not the dead body, not things like trees and rocks and others. And then sweat. Sweat is not difficult to understand. And next one is fat. And fat here means solid fat. There are two kinds of fat mentioned here. So this one is solid fat. So this is a thick unguent. And the next one is tears. And their location is in the eyes. And then next, grease. That is melted unguent. In Burmese we call clear, clear oil or something. It is, the other one is the fat. The other one, fat, is thick unguent or thick oil. And this is thin oil. It is to be found mostly on the palms of the hands, backs of the hands, soles of the feet, backs of the feet, tip of the nose, forehead, and points of the shoulders. It's something like sweat. Not really sweat. Sometimes your hands are wet. So that is what we call grease here.
Greasy skin.
So when you put on shoes and you have that kind of grease there. And then spittle or saliva. And next one is snot. Now, does mucus, I mean mucus in the nose, does it come from the brain?
Well,
it may not be. But here it is said that this is impurity that trickles out from the brain.
That is a long explanation, but it's true. Because there are sinuses and brittle bones from which the brain has its own fluid.
Mm.
We call it spinal fluid, and it is its own canals. And the formation of these brain fluids are somewhat filtered and screened, like kidney is screening our blood to form the urine.
Mm.
Like these snots are screen products of the brain fluid.
Oh.
And urine is the screen product of the blood.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So they are screened at the and the plexus is in just above the nose in the Whipple's poem.
So this is correct?
This is somewhat correct.
Trickles out from the brain or oozes out from the brain maybe. Mm-hmm. Mm. And then the next one is oil of the joints. Oil that stays in the joints. And it is translated as by Jnana Ponika as synovic fluid.
Synovial fluid, yeah.
So I looked that word in the dictionary and it says synovia, a clear, viscid, lubricating fluid secreted by membranes in joint cavities, sheets of tendons and bursae. Yeah. So also called synovial fluid.
The fluid in the knee joint is full, but when you got older, the fluid is somewhat reduced, and when you sit and stand up, you can see the crackle.
Here it is mentioned, yeah. So when a man gets up or sits down, moves forward or backward, bends or stretches, then his bones creak. When I walk, there's creak in the ankle. And then the last one, urine. There is one thing I'm not happy about, the description of bladder here. You know, about 5 or 6 lines from bottom. That's saying, while the urinary secretion from the body enters the bladder, its way of entry is not evident. But there are two pipes going into the bladder, right?
Yes.
From the kidneys. But here you said its way of entry is not evident. But it is very, very clear that urine enters the bladder from the kidneys by way of that pipe.
It may mean that its way of entry is not evident. Actually, it is difficult to explain. It is not evident. Because if it is evident, there will be reflux. You know, the nature was so arranged that the entry is not visible. The entry is not evident. If it is evident, the urine from the bladder can reflux back when it is full.
Mm-hmm.
But it was so, you know, the mechanism is so arranged that it is not evident.
So it is not like water dripping from the pipe?
No. Because if the bladder is full, the urine will be refluxed back to the kidney.
Mm.
It never happens in a normal person.
Oh.
When only the entrance is ruined or
damaged,
then only there's a reflux.
Oh.
So.
Mm-hmm. So there's something like a valve?
Something very, very complicated valve. So it may mean that, you know, the entry is not evident.
But, you know, we are fortunate today because we're the best. Okay, urine then. And then arising of absorption. So only first jhana can arise through the practice of this meditation and not the other kinds of meditation. I mean, not the other kinds of jhanas like second, third, and fourth. So, and the learning sign and the counterpart signs are described in paragraph 141. So, as he gives his attention to them again and again as repulsive, employing the process of successive leaving, etc., eventually absorption arises in him. So he gets jhana. Herein, the appearance of the head hairs, etc., as to color, shape, direction, location, and delimitation is the learning sign. Their appearance as repulsive in all aspects is the counterpart sign. So there are two kinds of signs, learning sign and counterpart sign. And then he gets only first jhana. And there is the story, a very short story of the elder Mallaka. So that elder, it seems to the elder Abhaya, the Diga recited by the hand, and after say, friend Abhaya, first learn this matter, and he went on. The elder Mallaka is an obtainer of 32 jhanas, in the 32 parts. If he enters upon one by night and one by day, he goes on entering upon them for over a fortnight. But if he enters upon one each day, he goes on entering upon them for over a month. And then there are the benefits of this meditation. Say, a bhikkhu who is devoted to this mindfulness occupied with the body is a conqueror of boredom and delight. And boredom does not conquer him. He dwells transcending boredom as it arises. He is a conqueror of fear and dread. And fear and dread do not conquer him. He dwells transcending fear and dread as they arise. He is one who bears cold and heat, who endures arisen bodily feelings that are menacing to life, and so on and so on. It is from the Isoda from Majjhima Nikaya, middle length sayings. He becomes an obtainer of the four jhanas based on the color aspect of the head hairs, etc. So, although a person cannot get second, third, and fourth jhanas by practicing this kind of meditation, yet he can get four jhanas if he concentrates on the color aspect of these parts, not on the repulsiveness, but on the color aspect. Say, when you look at the hair, you concentrate on the color of the hair, as blue, or dark, or something. So in that case, you can get all four kinds of jhanas. That is why it is mentioned here. He becomes an obtainer of the four jhanas based on the color aspect of the head hairs, etc. And he comes to penetrate the six kinds of direct knowledge, that is supernormal knowledge. So let a man, if he is wise, untiringly devote his days to mindfulness of body, which rewards him in so many ways. This is the section dealing with the mindfulness occupied with the body in the detailed treatise. Okay.
So you are saying that, study is saying that to attain the first jhana, we have to go through, it's a kind of compulsory through 32 parts.
No. There are other subjects of meditation. But if you practice this meditation, you will get only first jhana. But there are other kinds of meditation, like Kasina meditation, by which you can get all four jhanas. And this meditation can lead to only first jhana because the object is so gross that you need initial application, vitaka, for your mind to be on the object. Just as you need a pole or something to keep the boat in a swift current. That is why you cannot get second, third, and fourth channels. But if you concentrate on the color aspect of these things, like when you concentrate on blood, you don't say blood, but red, then that becomes color. Kala Krishna meditation. When it becomes Kala Krishna meditation, then you can get up to full jhana. Okay. And next week, breathing meditation?
Yeah, 32 pages.
Maybe not all. Let me see. Today. So page 285 to 299. Yeah. paragraph up to paragraph 185. That will be for next week.
Okay. It is very interesting of 32 parts in the sense that the group grouping of these 32 parts, like 5, 5, 5, 5, and then
and
6, 6. Group in such a way that, like the first set, hair, teeth,
skin, and nails,
they are the outgrowth from ectoderm, from the same tissue, embryonicum, as an embryo from the fetus. These five things come from ectoderm. It's interesting, and there are misinterpretations, I think, if we have to take the Pali words and then make a kind of do research and correct all those mistakes. If we are meditating diaphragm as the